I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy night. There's a lot going on. We have the NHL Frozen Frenzy. Every team in action tonight. 16 games across the NHL landscape. 15 minutes apart. Staggered face-offs all around the league. So we will be going through all of that. We have got opening night of the NBA. Now, George is with me. I will get to him in a moment. Obviously, George more into the Frozen Frenzy tonight than he is the Knicks and the Celtics, which is very understandable. I get it. Or that big FIU-Sam Houston State college football game that's happening down in Miami tonight at FIU. I will say, though, the field looks awesome as they painted it in Miami Vice colors down there at Pitbull Stadium. So that does look pretty cool. But we have that. Of course, we have a big football show as we head towards week 8 in the NFL. A lot to talk about there. And we're still a few days away, but we now know it will be the Yankees and the Dodgers. Game 1 of the World Series on Friday night. Let's go, baby. Cannot wait. Mike Carver with you. Sans Joe. Joe out on assignment, as per usual, on a Tuesday. He'll be back tomorrow. Doesn't have too many people to look for this week. Joe had a pretty good weekend in the college game, and especially in our college picks. I think Joe went 5-2 this week, and I went 4-3, so he gained a game on me. But George Kurtz, of course, is with us. And today, he has to be Blue Line Kurtz, because it is the NHL's Frozen Frenzy. Good evening, George. How are you?
Doing well, yeah. Frozen Frenzy tonight. It's fun. All right, it's just fun here. We're going to have games on literally all night. I think the last game starts at 11:20 Eastern between Vegas and I think it's the Kings there offhand here. Our Islanders are playing now, and no score in that game really going here. So it's a night I would enjoy if I wasn't with you. Yes, I'd be sitting on about 10 feet away on the couch watching all the games here, except I'm sitting here watching 6 of the games going on right now. The only game I don't have on would be the Rangers. It's not against the Rangers, folks. It's a local game. I can only cover 3 locals, okay? So it is what it is there. So having a good time, right? The NFL, week 8 here. Lots of wide receiver injuries, right? Cooper Kupp may be on the move, Mike. Could be on the move.
Might be on the move, George. We're going to get into it. There's a couple of potential landing spots for Cooper Kupp. That would be very interesting, that's for sure. So we'll discuss that. Now, I have on, George, I don't know if this is on, I don't know if this is an ESPN Plus only thing or if this is on the Deuce or what. I have the actual Frozen Frenzy feed, which I guess it's just, I'm watching, it's like just blasting to every game. Like I've seen like,
I think that's on the Deuce.
It's on the Deuce.
That's on ESPN too, yeah.
That's what I have on here on the ESPN.
You want to know what a nerd I am, Mike? I'll tell you what a nerd I am. I am recording it, and I will watch it, even though the games will be over. I'll watch it sometime after our show tonight, 10:30, 11. You know, I will watch that in its entirety. I'll watch it again just to hear what they have to say, get a little. Even though I said the games will be over, but I'm an idiot. I'll still watch it anyway. I tend to do weird stuff like that.
That's okay, George. There's nothing wrong with that. You got a long night ahead of you, so you know you love to take in as much hockey as possible too. which is always a good thing. And there's just tons of games going on, like we said. I'll quickly give you the rundown here. 3-1 Capitals lead the Flyers. That's early in the third period. 5-1 the Wild lead the Panthers in Sunrise. Close to the end of the second, they gave Maurice an extension down in Florida today as well. 2-2 Lightning and the Devils midway through the second period. Sabres and Stars still scoreless as they are early in the second period in Buffalo. The Rangers got 4 in the first period in Montreal against the Habs. It's 4-1 at the end of the first. 3-0 Jackets lead the Leafs tonight. Remember, the Leafs are one of the two teams that played last night along with Tampa. Islanders and the Red Wings now. It says scoreless, but they just locked the game, George. So you have the Islander-Red Wing game on in front of you. That could be for a power play. Is also why they lock it sometimes. George is looking over. He's trying to get a look at that. I got 1-0 Red Wings now. They just updated it.
They just scored. That's amazing. Wow, I watched that on cable. They just scored now, as you just said that, literally about a second ago. It was Patrick Kane who might have scored here.
George, that now in today's day and age, that sometimes the streaming devices are even faster than cable now. Some of them. Some of them are. Unless you got
that. Maybe cable vision just sucks. Could be that too.
That's it. You hit the nail on the head because cable vision came in and it's not even wired anymore. So when your cable box runs through the Wi-Fi, of course, it's like streaming, which is no good at all. Jets, Blues, Canucks, Blackhawks, Avalanche, Kraken, Bruins, Predators, Canes, Oilers, Sens in Utah. Utah's been pretty good, George. 4-0-1, I believe, to start the season so far. Penguins, Flames, Sharks, Ducks, and as you mentioned, Kings and the Knights at 11 East. So like an hour after we're done is when they'll finally get going in Vegas. It's as good a night of hockey as you could get. And I don't know, George, if it's strategic or not. I don't remember. I know they did this in late October last year as well. I'm not sure they did it the same night that the NBA started. It might have been the same week, but I wonder if there's a little strategic there from the NHL to do this on the same night that the NBA tips off.
I'm sure there is, right? It's an awful big coincidence for it not to be. Right, so I'm sure there is. Hey, if you're not an NBA fan, maybe an NHL fan, come over and join us. Remember, they also did this when there'd be no baseball games as well. Right? Although, as you said, there could have been a game tonight. There's no way they knew that for sure, but it worked out for them that game one of the World Series is not tonight. Generally, you know, I usually kill the NHL for stuff like this because they think they're the NFL with some of their scheduling. Well, just everyone's going to watch us anyway. It's not the way it works, Mr. NHL. All right, the NFL will kill you. The NBA will kill you. Maybe you're a little even with MLB, but I like what they do here. All right, I think this is fun. My only, if I'm going to be Mr. Negative, one game last night and now only one game tomorrow. I mean, come on. I mean, you play back-to-back a lot.
Make more teams play the back-to-back, right? Make
at least
more
three
teams
or four games. Come on.
Yeah, that is true. It's a light schedule on both sides of it. If you're looking for the hockey, of course, every single night, that's the one thing that you might be right about, George. It's tough that you don't have all of that. So we do have that in the hopper tonight. I will tell you, if you are on the NBA game, it's already becoming a bit of a train wreck as the Celtics are up 20 on the Knicks. So we will be I will dip my toe in that from here and there. I even got some questions today. It's actually 19 now, 49-30. The Celtics lead the Knicks with still 9 minutes left in the first half. So there's an eternity left in that game. And I did get some questions. Do I like anything in the basketball tonight? The NBA regular season is very hard for me to begin with. And it's even harder when it starts this early. There's still so many other things that I'm very involved with, whether it be the NFL, the college, baseball is technically not over yet. It's very hard for now. George not going to be involved at all. You guys all know George by now. There's no NBA on the card for George. He's not going to be there.
I knew it started tonight, though. I want credit. I knew it started. I didn't know it was Nick Celtics.
You didn't know it started. Okay, so George gets credit. He knew it started tonight, but George is not going to be there with us for that. But I will try to dive in with something on the Laker game at least for the late night looks on that. So we have all that, and me and George have tons of football to talk about, and Game 1 World Series Friday night. I want to look, George, with you tonight at some series-long stuff that we could do, because I want to put that stuff. I got the caravan up to Massachusetts tomorrow night after the show for the Cape Cod Irish Open, so I want to get some stuff in before that I head north for all the golf this weekend. So we got a very busy couple of hours ahead of us. George Kurtz in for Joe, Carver and Lisi with you. Hit for Bells here as well. And man, we're going to get Matthias in here a little bit. Nice effort by the Falcons on Sunday. I mean, geez, what the hell was that? Nice effort by the Falcons on Sunday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Carver with you, sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. We do have Blue Line Kurtz with us tonight, and we're going to get George is getting some things cleaned up. And then we will get Joe, get George back involved here on a Tuesday night on the grid. So lots of hockey and the NBA, which right now, 54-35. So 19-point lead for the Celtics. They got about 6 minutes left to go right now in the first half. 15 for Tatum already in this game. 10 for Drew Holiday. Knicks have 6 from Brunson and 6 from Cat. Of course, his first game there as well. That's about it in terms of them. OG has 2. Bridges has not scored yet. His live total 6.5, which is a little light considering how much time you got left in the game. So Knicks and Celtics not off to a great start. And the Timberwolves and the Lakers are the second game of this double dip. T-Wolves -1, the road favorite at the Crypto, 222.5 total. Of course, got the Bronny nonsense, and I saw all the shots of him going into the arena, and I saw, I guess it's a Nike commercial of LeBron putting all the cereal in his car. You know, don't be late, Rook, or something like that. He said it was cute, it was funny. But that still doesn't get away from the fact that he's not an NBA player. He's not yet. I'm not saying he could never be one, but he's not now. Yet they're going to give you this big whimsical farce tonight there at the Crypto. I mean, they've even got it planned out, you know, when he's coming in the game. I mean, Windhorst on ESPN is like, just keep your eyes open at the beginning of the second quarter. Oh, okay. All right, there you go. They basically told you. Here's when he's coming in. And I think that this is going to be... this is going to be a very quick thing. I think that anybody who knows basketball in that organization knows that that kid can't play. And I think they're going to make LeBron happy. They are going to put his kid in the game with him. He's going to get to say he played with his son. Probably even give him a bucket. I think it's like +250 for LeBron to assist on Bronny's first bucket or something like that if you want to go play it. And he'll get a little bit of burn for 5 minutes, and then if I was the Lakers, and listen, they're probably not going to do this, but this is what I would do. I would then send him to the G League. LeBron got his little moment, and now you have to let him actually build up and earn to be an NBA player because he's not right now. That was a hell of a goal by who was that? Hagel Bagel for the Lightning. Might have been for someone else because he's getting the puck unless he knows that he's got a milestone goal coming here. 4-2 Lightning lead the Devils. 7 minutes to go. So 2 goals for Hagel, 4th this season. I'm interested in why he went and grabbed the puck so quick. Must be a big milestone for him in that. But I think the Bronny stuff's nonsense tonight. I think it's all dog and pony show. I think he's going to play a couple minutes with his dad, and then you'll never see him again this season because he's not an NBA player. That's pretty much how all of that is going to go. We also have tonight for you live, if you're so interested, is this college football game. It is a Conference USA Tuesday night. Here and scoreless in the second quarter, surprising as FIU on Miami Vice night. God, that field looks awesome. The field looks awesome. The uniforms look awesome. So they're now scoreless, 0-0. Sam Houston State and FIU for them. 12 minutes left to go in the first half. UTEP meanwhile has struck first at Louisiana Tech, 7-0 lead for them. 9 minutes left in the first quarter at that one. Both of those teams stink as Locklear just hit Cam Thomas for a 47-yard touchdown there. Ruston, Louisiana, where they're playing that one in the great state. And Sam Houston, though, They just punted. Did they just punt? Or FIU just punted. Either way, Sam Houston's got the ball on their own, too. They got a very long way to go in that one. The hockey goals are coming fast and furious now here on a Tuesday night for the Frozen Frenzy. 5-1 Wild. The Flyers get one back against the Caps as they have now got it to 3-1. Lightning, as we mentioned, go to 4-2. Jackets now up, they've up 3-0 on the Leafs. And then the next game just started, is going to start in about 5 minutes, which is the Canucks and the Blackhawks, is going to get going momentarily here. See, this is what you should do. They got the big board here with every single game on it. Whether there's live action, they're in the intermission, they've got every single game covered on that Frozen Frenzy board. And it's a good night to bet some hockey. We haven't gotten too deep involved with it yet. It's been mostly NFL. And we're going to start doing some of that too. Week 8 begins on Thursday night in Los Angeles at SoFi. Busy couple days in LA, right? You got the Ram game there Thursday night. Obviously, games 1 and 2 of the World Series Friday and Saturday. USC's playing late Friday night against Rutgers, right? As part of the Friday night Big Ten schedule that we have this week. I think the Lakers are home on Friday night as well.
How could you forget about the Los Angeles Kings and the 200 fans the San Jose Sharks are going to be bringing over on Thursday at Crypto? Let's go.
So the Kings are playing Thursday at Crypto. Now, when are the Clippers opening up the new Dome? Is that tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night against Phoenix.
That's going to be a bad scene for you. You know that, right? You know that the Clippers are in trouble this year. Kawhi's not going to play.
It's going to be interesting. You know what? These are the types of teams where the Clippers usually perform better than everybody thinks they are, man. Like all the Clipper teams that weren't supposed to go to the playoffs, the worst teams with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, ends up being the feistiest Clipper teams, the teams that play defense and have to fight for every possession. And that's the type of team I think the Clippers are going to be this season, actually. I think they're going to have to fight for every single ball. They're going to fight for every single rebound. Nothing is going to come easy, have talent. You know what, Mike? I haven't actually checked their win total. I'm afraid to bet it.
I think it's 37.5.
I expect Zubac to have a bit here. It's going to be interesting for the Clippers this season.
He's not a big time player. He's a helpful piece. I don't think he's a hack, but he's not a big thing. Clipper number is 35.5. I was close. Clipper number is 35.5. Bad news for you, Matias. Under 35.5. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Come back, keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. We are back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. So George Kurtz is with us, and we do have George Kurtz back as he just he had to go put in a couple of more NHL plays, which is where George went. A couple more NHL plays.
The way the night's going, we need to put in a couple more plays.
Well, I'm involved in a few things, and the NHL has been rare for me here over the first couple of weeks because kind of like what I said with the NBA, I kind of get so focused on the NFL and college football and still with the baseball that it takes me a couple of weeks into the season before I'm really in, night out. But tonight I felt like it was a good night. Everybody's playing. Let me get involved here. Very surprised so far, George, that Toronto's getting smashed by Columbus. Surprised, Minnesota smashing Florida tonight down there in Sunrise. And even Tampa, who played last night, smashing the Devils right now at the Rock. So a couple of smash jobs going on early on in the NHL.
Don't forget about Buffalo now. I think they just scored a second goal against Dallas as well.
Did they?
And it's a night of underdogs. It is a night of underdogs so far, which is generally not good for me. So, this is not a good start here. You know, so like I said, I'll be in on it. I think I'm on Dallas. I'm pretty sure I'm on New Jersey here because Tampa Bay played last night. I thought that was a good spot to go in here. I'm on Toronto. So as you can see, things are not going well in the early slate here. So we're going to need to pick this up as the night goes along here.
not a good start at all here on the early slate for you with the hockey. And as I'll briefly mention again, if you were with the basketball, you're probably not going to be with it for much longer. There's nothing like knowing that the NBA season is back than getting your first blowout of the season, considering it feels like 90% of their games are blowouts. I mean, this game is 72-49 with a minute and a half left in the first half. And that is what the NBA is built on. There are so many of these unwatchable blowout regular season games. Everybody spent all day today getting tuned up. Knicks, Celtics, this, that. Oh, Stars. These guys aren't even going to play now in the fourth quarter for either of these teams. That's how bad it is with this game. This game is zooming towards a 30-point blowout on opening night. And that just sucks. It's like typical NBA is what it is. Blowout city, because the playoffs were like that too for the most part. Lots of blowouts when you talk about that. Vancouver scores 21 seconds into the game, George.
Oh, finally some good news.
21 seconds in, the Canucks get on the board at the United Center against the Blackhawks. So nice job there. Later on, George, we will get into a lot. We'll probably in the second hour spend a couple of segments on this Yankee-Dodger matchup, but I also did see just put across. I'm surprised. I figured Dave Roberts would wait until like 6:30 Friday night before telling anybody who he was going to pitch in game number one. But he's actually, not only has he done that, he actually said who's going to start game two as well, which is, I'm flabbergasted, George, that Roberts actually divulged all of that information. Jack Flaherty on Friday night against Gerrit Cole, and then Yamamoto will go Saturday night in game number two.
Yeah, I'm sure baseball was bothering them for game one. They want to know who was starting there.
100%. You're right about that. They want the buildup over the next 48 hours. Yes. They want all of that.
And then once he announces game one, we know who's starting game two. All right, it was either going to be Flaherty or Yamamoto game one, the other game two. There's nothing to hide here. I did mention that either Buehler will go game three or a bullpen game. He did say that there will be a bullpen game three or game four. And I don't blame him for not announcing that. That will depend on how much they have to use the bullpen in the first two games or what the series is. Are they up 2-0, down 2-0, 1-1, whatever it might be here. So I have no issue with that. I assumed they were going to go in the same order. That'd be Flaherty, Yamamoto. So I don't think there's any surprise here. Still waiting for the Yankees to announce who's starting game two. I kind of think it won't be Rodon, that they'll save him for game three at Yankee Stadium.
I was going to say, would you rather pitch Rodon at Yankee Stadium, right? I think I'd rather have him game three at the stadium. Schmidt, I guess, in game number two?
Schmidt.
I would go Clark Schmidt in game two, Rodon in game three, and Keel in game four. I think they'll line those things up the same way, and sounds like they're going to get Cortez at least on the roster, and that he's going to be a part of things. I don't know how much he's going to contribute, but he's going to be there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. They are at the half, 74-55 now, Celtics and the Knicks. Vancouver up 2-0, George, 6 minutes into the game. So Woo-hoo! Vancouver out and running in Chicago against the Blackhawks. The Lightning now up 6-2 on the Devils. 2-0 Sabres, as you mentioned before. Montreal gets another back, 4-2. Rangers leading up there against the Canadiens. Still 1-0 Red Wings Islanders. I guess that's the end of the first. 1-0 Blues are on the board. Avalanche and Kraken are the next to start, which is coming up in about 10 minutes or so from now. They're in Seattle. As it seems like they've moved all these start times back a couple of minutes, George. They were supposed to be on the 15s. At least the book has them at different start times now. I guess probably because of ESPN, right? They got to make the three games that they were having, they got to make sure they start those. They don't want to start those early. They want to be able to go from
right.
Place
yeah, they
to
have
place.
6, 8:30, and 11. So those games will start. Because I think they already moved back the Vegas game to 11:20. I saw that. So, well, they are moving things around here. Just an old networks do that. That's fine. I don't care. Hey, I love it. I got to work late tonight. I'll be up watching that game easily. And we'll have a few bets on that. It's like I'm going to need that game to make up for things. Be a big Golden Knights fan tonight, I got a feeling.
Big, big Golden Knights fan. I might have to get in with you on that, George. That's for sure. I don't know what they're doing here with weeks. They've got the bingo board out. There's 15 games on. Can you show me a game? Why do I got to look at Weeks' forehead here on the Frozen Frenzy right now? Give me a little bit of the action here for us. All right, George, we were talking about the game, the World Series. So let's go there. I want to stay there for a little bit. Game one, now that we know that Flaherty's pitching, did that move the number at all? Not really. Still -126 for the Dodgers on Friday night, +108 for the Yankees. 8.5. We've seen a lot of 7.5s in the playoffs, George. And now we get to the World Series, Yankees, Dodgers, big bats, big stars, and we have a total bumped up to 8.5. For a World Series game. But I think it was out of 11 of the championship series games, 5 in the Yankee series, 6 in the Dodger series. I think I'm right about this, George. 9 out of the 11 games went over in that championship series round. And the only two that didn't were in the Yankee series, right? Which was the game 2 did go over, right, at Yankee Stadium. The game 2 didn't go over. And the game with the – which game – well, hold on, George. It was 9 out of the 11 games I saw before. There it is. Yankees were 8-6 that last game. Obviously, that was way over. I'm sorry, George. Only one of the games was under, and it was by a half. The game 1, 5-2. All the other games went over. So it actually was 10 out of the 11 game over the number in the AL and NLCS combined. So they throw you an 8.5 for the Yankees and the Dodgers Friday night in game number one.
I mean, first of all, we're getting a 5-day rest. So how does that affect things, right? Good for the bullpen, right? And both teams, by the way, needed that rest for the bullpen, right? Yankees, we know the Guardians did beat up on that bullpen, took them a couple of extra inning games there. So it's good for the bullpen of both teams there. Cole's pretty much on, I don't want to say normal rest, but he gets a couple of extra days. So will he be sharp? He's not the Cole of old. This is not Cy Young Cole from last year. All right, that injury has taken some kind of toll here. He needs to be a pitcher now more than a thrower. All right, so we'll see how he reacts to that. I think Ohtani's hitting a home run Friday night. I'll be on the anytime home run for Ohtani. The man just comes up. It's hard to believe he won't. Stanton's numbers at Dodger Stadium are out of this world.
Stanton,
right?
And Judge,
yeah, they both like it at Dodger Stadium. All right, I know the numbers against Flaherty, it's a small sample size, but the Yankees' numbers against Flaherty are not good.
That's a much different Rizzo. You got to remember, all the Rizzo Flaherty numbers were Cub Cardinals,
right?
Back in the day, like when Rizzo was an all-star caliber player, when those numbers were. I love past history, George, and they're hanging your Rizzo right now at 9-1 for the homer on Friday night. But
hit a home run since June.
I would not be on that. As great as the numbers are against Flaherty, Ohtani's +220, Judge's +190, Stanton's +280. I mean, these numbers are so gassed. Betts is +420 and Soto's +420. Now those are two good ones, right?
Take Betts
there.
And Soto.
Betts and Soto.
Take Betts and Soto right there. Cole does give, even when Cole's pitching well, he does give up solo home runs, right? It's what he's
sure
done.
Sure does.
Right. I'm probably gonna play a bunch of home runs. I'm gonna listen. 420. I'll play Betts and Soto. I'm taking Ohtani. I am likely to take Stanton. He's as hot as hell, and he does hit well at Dodger Stadium here. I don't know if I'll take Judge. 190. I'm not getting the value there, and he hasn't. I know he's got 15 postseason home runs, so that is what it is. Very good. But other than that, he doesn't do much else. So we'll see if I decide to take him. But I think I'm going to cover the board again with the other guys here. And once we get to Yankee Stadium, by the way, you can put me on board for Muncy. I doubt I'll play Freeman at all this series to hit a home run. I just don't know how well that ankle is. Right. I just don't trust that ankle. And with
because
the Yankees,
not only
what you
that,
take?
Not only that, George, I don't like playing guys that I know there's a chance they're not going to get all of their at-bats. It bothers the hell out of me. It happens to me a lot during the season. I liked playing Jock Peterson a lot, but like if there was a close game late, they'd always hit for Peterson, Arizona with a righty. You know, they don't like, I don't like guys who I want to play guys who I know aren't coming out of that game, no matter what, unless they're hurt. Freeman normally would be in that category, but as we've seen throughout this postseason, you know, he's been not made it through all these games. There's been games where he's come out. There's been games where they've taken him out. So I can't get involved with Freeman to the same extent where I probably wouldn't get involved, you know, with Rizzo either. You never know what's going to happen to him. They've put Waldo in at first for him, even for defense to run late.
Rizzo can't bend anymore. You watch the games. He can't bend. He just can't bend. I mean, by the way, if Cashman brings him back next year, I am going to flip on one of these shows.
A lot's going to depend, George, on if they re-sign Soto. I think that that's going to be a domino, because if they don't re-sign Soto, I think that they'll go higher ticket shopping at first base, and it might even be Alonso, who they go higher ticket shopping with at first
base. They need left-hander, because Verdugo's not coming back. Rizzo's not coming back. Soto, you just lost three left-handers. Right, he just lost three left-handers. Right, there's no way Verdugo comes back. I don't think Rizzo's coming back.
I would never say no way with Cashman. I would never say no way with Verdugo.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Cashman does, and he's going to feel more empowered because the Yankees made the World Series in spite of him.
Especially if they win, he's going to say, "Oh, well, we won. He was on the team. We won." If he has a couple big hits in the World Series, you know, he's going to never say never. With these guys,
the problem is with Rizzo, he's a punch and Judy hitter at this point. All right, I'm not joking. He hasn't hit a home run, I think, since June 12th. His last home. And yes, he got hurt for a while, but it wasn't like he had a whole bunch of home runs before that, boys and girls. He had eight.
I would have said 2.5, 3 months ago, George, there was no way Gleyber Torres would be on the team next year. I would have said that three months ago.
He's got a shot now because if they don't sign Soto,
he might not be on the team. But 3 months ago, I would have said there's no shot he's on the team next year. Now. The door has been cracked open.
He's got a
shot here. Without
he would have to take a discount. He would have to take a discount.
He would have to take a discount. But
and Soto probably has to sign someplace else. Soto has to be someplace else.
Soto is the ultimate, not just for the Yankees, but for everybody. Soto is going to be the ultimate domino coming up this winter. But we got to get through the World Series first, George. Let's go. Yankees Dodgers Friday night. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Tuesday night. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in here. Two things, George. Number one, good point from Jeffrey here in the YouTube chat. Of course, you can catch Carver and Lisi on YouTube as well. And I agree with this 100%, George. There's not a starter in this series, Yankee Dodger World Series, that scares any of the lineups. I think even having a Cy Young pitcher like Gerrit Cole going, which, like you said, this year is not the same Cole because of the injury, doesn't seem the same. Yamamoto, for all the noise and the flash and the buzz that we got from him, there is not anyone that's going to go out there and be like, man, this is now, you're expecting them to shut these lineups down for 6, 7, 8 innings. Like, could one of these guys do that? Like Flaherty did, what was that, game one against the Mets, George, I guess, with Flaherty. Could somebody do it? Sure. Do I expect any of them to do it? No. Are any of these lineups scared of any of these guys? I don't think so, George.
I think that's fair. I would agree, right? I said it before. I don't know if I said it during the show or during the break. Cole is not the Cy Young Cole. That injury he has zapped him of that. He's still, listen, he throws the ball 95, 96, but he's got to be a pitcher more than a thrower now. If he's going to try and throw the ball by you, they're going to kill him. All right, so he's going to be more of a pitcher here. Obviously, Schmidt, no one's afraid of him. Rodon, no. And certainly he'll, no. So we can get the ball over the plate. And he already said it. Flaherty is more of a, and once again, he is a pitcher, right? He knows he has to pitch to be successful. Yamamoto, maybe he'll be that guy. But right now, you know, as a Yankee, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of glad I just spent $300 million on him because he's not the guy we thought he was going to be.
And it's also not even a situation where the Yankees hadn't seen him because now he pitched pitch well against the Yankees.
He pitched great, yeah.
He pitched great that night, but they've seen him. I think it would be a much different thing, George, if they had never seen Yamamoto before and this was the first time. Yes, at Yankee Stadium back on June, whatever this was. This was in mid-June, early June, June 7th, and he pitched a Friday night game at Yankee Stadium against them. Seven innings, two hits, no runs, seven Ks. That was before his injury too, George. That was before he then missed a whole bunch of time and hasn't been the same since. I think it helps that the Yankees have at least seen Yamamoto once before they're going to have to face him on Saturday night.
Agreed. Listen, I hate the pitcher the Yankees don't want to see, and of course they're not because he's hurt to be Tyler Glass now. He was the pitcher the Yankees had issues with from the Rays. Right, he was the guy they just couldn't beat. So I don't think this is going to be a pitching series. If you're looking for the MVP, you know, hey, sure, Cole could have two great starts, maybe three, and hey, he gets it, or so could Flaherty. He goes gains 1-4-7. But I think this is going to be an offensive player that's going to win the MVP, which is not surprising. It usually is anyway here. I think Ohtani's going to show up big time here. I do think Stanton's going to continue to hit. Soto, same thing. Judge is going to be a key here. If he starts to hit, you know, if he comes along as well here, this could be a much more interesting series. As it is now, though, Mike, even though I'm a Yankee fan, I think the Dodgers win this series. It's not so much Judge, the fact that my friend
would leave. How dare you, George? How dare you come on here tonight?
And if the Yankees were playing anybody other than the Royals or Guardians, are they even here right now? How many errors can you make?
Reverse Kurtzology that you were throwing at us here tonight on Carver.
I bet on the Dodgers already. I bet on them in six.
In six you went with, huh? You went with them in six?
I went with six, yeah.
What was the price for Dodgers in six? What'd you get for Dodgers in six?
I'll have to look it up what I got with Dodgers in six. But I'm on Dodgers in six here. I just think that the Yankees, what's it? You need to play better.
I got plus 400 here, George. I have plus 400 on one book.
I did this immediately after the series because I was afraid it was going to be a worse number. Where are my open bets? I can't get verified. I hate this thing. It won't verify me on this. You know, it's always when I move to this spot in my house. If I'm over there, I'm fine. But if I'm here, I'm not verified. Did I move out of state somewhere by going to the couch to the, you know, I'm not,
you
I can't verify.
Think, no, you wouldn't think that that would have happened.
Listen, I know I live in a twilight zone here, but this is ridiculous.
Find out what you got there, George, for Dodgers and six, because I got plus 400 right now as the number at the book.
My losing NHL bets. I can't scroll down quick enough before it says I'm not
You've
verified.
Got that many losing NHL bets tonight that you have to get through all of those before. And I kid with Joe with this all the time for everybody that was. Joe's got like thousands of pending tickets because he's got all of these like dopey 17 leg parlays with like 600 college football things in them. And he's got, you know, a play from March Madness tied to Iowa State winning the Big 12. Like, he's got all kinds of nonsense in it, and it takes him an hour to get through his entire thing to finally find the slip that he's looking for. George having the same issues now because of the frozen frenzy.
I only have like six hockey bets here, so it's not like it's that bad. But it's funny, my other laptop, by the way, verifies me right away. But this one, no. This one, yeah. I mean, you know, technology. I'm also a Dodgers just to win the series outright, by the way. Obviously, if I'm going to bet one, I'm going to bet the other. It's a companion bet as far as I'm concerned here. And the price is similar, like a 410. So it didn't change all that much here.
As you referenced, the top 10 names on the MVP odds board, none of them are pitchers. The top 10 names on there, the first pitcher that's on the MVP board is Cole at 35-1. So Cole 35-1 is the first pitcher. Flaherty,
Muncy's on that list. Besides
now,
the obvious
let
guys,
me throw you now. I don't think this would happen because there's way too many stars in this series. That whoever, if the Yankees were to win, that it wouldn't be Judge or Stanton or Soto. But we've seen closers win the World Series MVP. We've seen Mariano do it. We've seen Weaver. Is 200-1 to win the World Series MVP. It's a series full of stars. It's 200-1 for a reason, George. But let's say he saves all four games. Three of them are more than one inning. He doesn't like. It's not impossible. That would be the one pitch. You want to pick a pitcher to play for World Series MVP. I think that would be a guy. Because the Dodgers use too many guys. You know the Yankees are going to use Weaver at the end of these games. 200-1. Let's book it, George. I got to cross the state tomorrow night and put this in. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night, Carver, Sands, Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in. So, George, the only way I could do this, and I feel bad for George, because me and George are in New York, and because of the ridiculous laws in New York, you cannot bet on anything in New York that is voted on. So there are no awards in any sport. There's no MLB awards, NFL, Super Bowl MVP. There's no awards whatsoever, no draft props, no awards, no anything like that. But it just so happens, Cape Cod Irish Open this weekend, after the show tomorrow night, I'm on the car, I'm out the door. So, George, as soon as I hit that 95 and I start rolling through Connecticut there, Bridgeport, etc., I'm sure I'm going to have to stop at some point. In Connecticut, it's a go. Luke Weaver, 200-1, World Series MVP, George. I'm in. Let's get it. Tomorrow night, I'll put it in.
It's one of those bets where you probably don't expect to win, but 200-1, there is an avenue for it. I mean, we could get a lower scoring series that hit. No one's hitting. All right. We've seen this before. No one's hitting. I just mentioned to you during the break, it's not going to be, if you live in New York or the area here, it's nice this week, right? I mean, it was close to 80 degrees today. It's not going to be that next week. Monday night, the low is 38 degrees. Now, granted, we're on Long Island. It's probably a little bit warmer in the Bronx, because we're off the Atlantic Ocean here. So maybe low 40s there, but it's going to be a little chilly. Like, so once again, that could sort of play to a lower scoring game here.
But and like you said, like I at 200-1, you at least can see a path, right? Like there's a path at 200-1. Like I could see a path for Weaver more than I see one for, let's say, Jazz Chisholm was 50-1. Like could Jazz go off in the series? Yeah, but he's been such a hack lately that I just feel the numbers, Weaver should be more in line up there with Jazz Chisholm is than with anything else, or Will Smith or Rizzo or Volpe or Wells, all these guys who are booked ahead of Weaver. It just seems like the number's a little bit off. Really quick, George, then we'll do some football at the top of the hour. Those other series exactas, you have 4-10 on the Dodgers in 6. Dodgers sweep, plus 1250. Dodgers 5, 6-1. Dodgers in 7, plus 425. Yankees sweep, 1450. Yankees 5, plus 625. Yankees in 6, plus 550. Yankees in 7, plus 525. I'll say this, George. If you want to play the Yankees in this series and you haven't, don't have Yankees already, don't have any tickets lying around for months, et cetera, et cetera, I really don't believe this series is less than 6 games. Are you with me on that, George? I don't think that one of these teams is ending this in 4 or 5. So I think instead of playing the Yankees at whatever they're giving you for the series right now, which I think is 110 or 105, 110, 115, I would take it, George, and play the Yankees in 6 or Yankees in 7, which is plus 550, plus 525. I'd rather split it with those two than put it all on the 110.
Oh, I 1,000% agree with you. I don't think the Yankees will sweep. I don't think they'll win in 5. If the Yankees were to win, it'll be I'd probably lean more towards 7, but 6 is a possibility, sure. My only problem with the Yankees is that the way they played against Cleveland, all those guys getting thrown out on the bases, like they had no idea how to run the bases. All those errors made at first base by Rizzo and Birdie. Birdie will never see first base again after that game he played there. You can get away with that against Cleveland. You can. You can't do that against the Dodgers. You put all those base runners on against the Dodgers, they're gonna kill you. All right, so that's my only worry there with that, that the Yankees, they got to play a better brand of baseball. You know, you do, or else the Dodgers are going to crush you. So I said, I think the Dodgers will win here. And I don't feel bad. Dodgers, they were supposed to win, right? By the way, I do have a ticket on them pre from spring training about the way the World
Series is. The future do the talking now. The future's doing the talking.
Hey, they spent, $1 billion? Of course I took some money on the Dodgers there. Although, during the season, I'll be the first person to tell you, I thought Philadelphia was going to be the team to beat there. That didn't work out well for them at all. But though they're pitching, they're hitting, they beat that team here. Didn't work out well for them.
Player to hit the most home runs in the series. Judge and Ohtani are obviously kind of silly numbers. Plus 275, plus 300. Further down the line, Muncy, 10-1.
Muncy.
Betts, 12-1. Nah, I don't think I could go any further than that, because then it gets into like Jazz's 20, Will Smith's 22. But Judge, Ohtani, Soto, and Stanton are all so chalky. That Muncy number at 10-1, George, just feels like if you wanted to play something on that board or that market, I think Muncy's the one you can kind of zero in on there, because I could see him hitting a couple at Yankee Stadium.
Muncy.
Yeah. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We're back after this.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.